Hey, this is Mike.
Good morning, Michael. This is Chase. How are you?
Hey, how are you, Chase?
I am great, thank you. Sorry you got late today. Was stuck in the traffic.
You know, it's okay. I was giving you a call. I told Sam that we decided, because we decided to move forward with just our own hosting.
Mm-hmm.
And then he discussed say migration.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess I'm just trying to understand why are we being charged with migration fee?
I think
$1,500.
Yeah, I think that when we were discussing about the hosting at that particular point, I did told you that if you want, you can go ahead and you can find the hosting on your own. But at that particular point, we will not be responsible for the website, whatever happens to it once it's live. And then also, we will be basically paying a migration fee to Google headquarters by which they could verify the files, they could copy the data, move it towards the new server. So that's what the fee is all about. So we don't mind. By the way, which hosting provider are you choosing?
So I guess let me ask you this then. You're saying that the hosting, if you all did it, even with sending that update to Google, you're saying that that would not be a charge?
Exactly, because by that way I told you that all the charges are included in the hosting fee that I'm showing you. It includes the SSL, the migration, the set of emails. It was a bundle deal that you were basically getting from us.
Yeah. One of the concerns that we had was having one company manage the actual hosting side of things, the server aspect of things from a security standpoint. And we want to be able to manage that and have access to the server while at the same time not giving the full, server out to, just one developer. So that was another issue that we ran into in terms of wanting to make sure we managed it on our own.
Exactly. And if you remember, I told you, that is the only reason that we are giving you the dedicated server, that in the future, if you would like to upload any website, do any changes, anything about it, you will have the complete access.
Yeah. How would I give you guys, how can we own it, but we still give you guys access to be able to manage it?
See, for that, there's basically an NDA that you need to sign up, which means because we never know that if we gave you the credentials and if you make any mess around onto the website and if anything happens to the site, then, of course, the blame would not come to us. So what the procedure is, that once we give you the access, the username, the password for the back-end hosting, for the back-end website, everything about it, we sign an NDA in which that has been clearly mentioned that from now onwards, the ownership rights has been transferred from Orbit to Michael Lindell and his company. And if anything happens to the website, as we don't have the access anymore, then this will all be the responsibility for your site. So by which you could also know that if anything happens to the site, anything that you would like to change, you can do it by your site. We don't mind. But at that particular point, we would not be blamed that this has been done by us. Because, of course, once we give you the passwords, we want you to change them right away. So by that way, we don't have anything left to our own. So we will give you everything.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, I guess I'm still kind of confused. I'm just trying to get it over the hump, I'm trying to get it over the hump, and I don't want things to keep stalling out here. And I'm trying to, we have the additional remaining funds allocated for payment, but the issue that we're running into is clearly on the hosting side.
Mm-hmm.
Events, just that immediate down payment of $3,000. That is just one of the biggest concerns is being able to or having to.
Michael, you tell me
in theory,
just one thing.
Yeah.
I think that from last week we were discussing this hosting thing. You tell me where I have not helped you out. I have helped you out in gaining the discounted prices. I've helped you out in adding up all the multiple features that usually different hosting providers charge on top. I've added them up. Even though the last conversation we had on Friday, I told you I can make it in two installments. So I don't know, what else could I do? Because that's the only thing that I could do. And of course, if still you're not satisfied with what we are offering you, you can go with any other hosting provider. You just need to pay the fee for the migration, so by which the process could be done, because it's not something that you're paying to us. It's something that we have to pay to Google, so by which they could check all the files that we have created, because the hosting services that I was giving you, it includes all of that, what we're discussing right now. So I have given you almost all the options.
Yeah. Can you explain the Google piece of it?
Yeah, sure. That's the migration fee, in which what happened is, let's just say that I told you that the website is basically approximately around like 400 to 530 gigabytes. So these are all the source in and back in files, which means that we have to transit from our server, and then the migration process, which will be connected with your server, that will pipeline the files from A to B, in which means like A is us and the B is whatever hosting you're choosing. So during that process, Google usually allocates their robots.txt files, in which they verify that whatever the files are being going, they should go exactly the same way, so that whatever we have created right now on the demo link, it will come up and published onto original website of yours. So that's the complete migration process, in which all the files get copied, checked by the viruses, malwares, antivirus, any obligations, if there's anything that needed to be added up, anything that needed to be updated, then they basically give us the hint that this file needs to be updated. We do that. And then at the end, the files go through the funnel and transfer it towards the hosting that you're getting from. So that's the whole process of the migration.
The migration is primarily for Google to be able to identify the website on Google?
No. It's not primarily for that. It's basically from our server to them. However, Google is one of the, you can say, like stop by in which the files need to be checked up, because they will be checking up all the APIs, things that are being created, so that we could give them a go-ahead that, yes, it's a go-ahead and it could be live for the people, because, of course, once the website is live, people will be searching it on Google. People will be searching it on Yahoo and Bing on search engines, so by which they could find out your website. So they just wanted to double verify that whatever the website has been created, that's not basically according to their standards, and that is obligation, or that is basically doing any justice with the obligations that they are providing to their standards. So that way they just wanted to basically make sure that everything is according to their standards which has been created. So that's why they will check all the files that we are creating and then move it towards your server.
Let me ask you this. If we decided to still do the dedicated through you guys, and we still wanted to have access to the site with a username and password, you all would still be able to manage the site?
It depends on you. Because, of course, the package itself will give you 3 months of maintenance plan. So whenever the changes you would want us to do it for you, we can do it for you. But if you want the complete access with you, that's totally fine with us. It depends on you.
Yeah, I'm referring to, like the security updates and the packs and all of that stuff.
If that is something which you want us to manage, we can surely go ahead and we can do that. If not, then that's, of course, as I said, it's your choice.
Got it. All right. Let me make a phone call real quick, and I can give you a call right back.
No problem, sir. I'll wait for you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.